שלום, אנחנו בשיעור נשים בנושא.
Hello, we are on a lesson on a topic of annulment and subjugation.
Yes, I'm very happy that we have an expanded lesson today. And those of you who can remain for an additional half an hour of a lesson, you can remain, I'll be happy. And from today we will see how it works out. If we do a lesson once a week, for it to be at least an hour and a half. So we're reading a collection of sources on the topic of annulment and subjugation. Let's start.
It's excerpt number one. We can interpret what is written, annul your will before his will, meaning annul the will to receive in you before the desire to bestow, which is the will of the Creator. This means that one will revoke self-love before the love of the Creator. This is called annulling oneself before the Creator. And it is called dvikut, adhesion. Subsequently, the Creator can shine inside your will to receive, because it is now corrected in the form of receiving in order to bestow.
And we'll read it again.
We can interpret what is written, annul your will before his will, meaning annul the will to receive in you before the desire to bestow, which is the will of the Creator. This means that one will revoke self-love before the love of the Creator. This is called annulling oneself before the Creator, and it is called dvikut, adhesion. Subsequently, the Creator can shine inside your will to receive, because it is now corrected in the form of receiving in order to bestow.
Questions? There are none. Read it again.
Again. Excerpt number one, we can interpret what is written, annul your will before his will, meaning annul the will to receive in you before the desire to bestow, which is the will of the Creator. This means that one will revoke self-love before the love of the Creator. This is called annulling oneself before the Creator. And it is called dvikut. Subsequently, the Creator can shine inside your will to receive, because it is now corrected in the form of receiving in order to bestow.
Well, we'll start with asking questions. Who should we start with? Well, from the beginning or from the end, let's start with.
Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, amigas. Es una pregunta de la decena.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. A question from the ten. From which actions do we express our annulment in the ten?
אנחנו עכשיו למדנו.
We learned now in our lesson that we just had with the men group, which, by the way, is open for women to listen to also, that altogether what we need to do is to try and see in every single state we're in that it's a good state, a corrected state, that we are in it, connected to the Creator. And if I don't feel it as such, then I need to ask the Creator to help me, to help me feel that I'm in a good state and I'm connected to the Creator. And to ask, to constantly ask from Him until He does that, and He will do it. You will see. It's considered that we're asking to be righteous. We want to justify the Creator in every state.
Spain, tú.
Hola, Rav. Buenas tardes.
Hello, Rav.
Preguntas de nuestra decena y bueno, estamos muy felices.
This question is coming from the ten, and we're very happy that we can spend more time with you today. The question: how to hold the work of the annulment in the moment of a descent, in moments of descents, when more ego is revealed between us? Thank you.
I understand, but I also know how difficult it is in the beginning. But after several efforts, we eventually come to a state in which we can, even in states of a descent, I close myself up and enter into it and say, I don't want to hear, I don't want to feel nothing bad. It's the bad that my ego is depicting to me. The ego is giving me every state, the Creator is giving me everything as good, but I'm making from this good state that I'm receiving from Him through my ego, I'm making it into a bad state. So I need to ask in that same place, I need to ask the Creator to help me to see in that state that I'm in only the state of good. Ask on that spot and you will see how this works. I'm giving you practical advices, practical counsels here.
Thank you.
Latin one.
Buenos días, queridas amigas. Buenos días, querido Rav.
Hello, beloved friends, dear Rav. It happens that we had a question and friends already asked it, but we have as a 10 the question about excerpt 2 about annulment and subjugation. Can I ask about the second excerpt?
But we didn't read it yet. We didn't read it. When we get to it, then ask. It'll be clear to everyone what you're asking.
12. Buen día a todos. Nuestra decena es muy joven.
Hello everyone. Our 10 is young and we have a question. To annul myself and to
the intention needs to be not that we are restricting, but rather we want to restrict our egos, as then we will truly feel the Creator and what He wants to give us. That's what we need to do.
Mark Free.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав, великие подруги. Вопрос такой:
Hello, dear Rav, dear friends. The question is this: to work from the same point and to remain a zero in front of the friends so that they will receive all the results from my efforts and I will be just happy with it. It feels egoistical. How to reach this state, really?
Try to ask the Creator to help you be each time in a good state. And why in a good state? Because you don't want to make him wicked. You want to justify him. Then you too will be called righteous. Righteous is one who justifies the Creator. That's who's called a righteous. So I ask the Creator to help me in every situation I'm in, to feel good. It doesn't matter what's happening. For me to feel good, very simply. Yes? What does this give me? It gives me of a manner of blessing the Creator. From the time being, for the time being, from my ego, it doesn't matter how, we'll leave it the higher corrections later on. But I already start to come closer to the Creator by wanting to feel good, where I receive from Him everything as good. Then I will reveal that the evil I feel because of my ego. So I will ask the Creator to take care of my ego so that I will feel good, so that I will feel higher than my ego. And that's how I will get along with Him.
Woman Poland.
One of our friends had a question. We tried to work on it in the tent and we couldn't find the solution, so we wanted to turn to you. Yesterday in the morning lesson, you said that we have to reach a state in that in our connection, we will start to discover the spiritual appearances to bestow. Our question is this: what kind of phenomena that are outside of our five senses, what are spiritual appearances? Can you give an example?
Spiritual phenomena are those that exist above our egos. If I'm capable of giving to others without receiving anything in return, it's considered that I am doing a spiritual action. That's it.
Kiev 1.
Добрый день, учитель. У нас вопрос от десятки.
Good afternoon, dear teacher. We have a question from the ten. It's like this: is shame that appears as a result of mismatch with the desire to is leading to hate to the source of delight and is this point our point of intention? Is that our intention to bestow?
Shame was created especially so that we will feel the extent in which we are different to the Creator. So if we try to come closer to the Creator, we need to use shame more and more to evoke this force, because in the feeling of shame, a person sees exactly where he is still not whole with the Creator.
Mark 23.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Золотые подруги. Рав, у нас...
Hello, Rav. Dear friends, we have a question from the 10, from our 10. How do we check that we really are annulling ourselves before the friends, before the Creator?
If you'll be able to nullify yourselves,
באמת,
to annul yourselves truly. Then you will feel in place of that spiritual phenomena. You will truly feel that.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, Rav. We have a question from the 10. Is it enough to go above the ego? Is that the most difficult thing to overcome? Will everything flow after that?
Ken.
Yes, we have no other problems but rising above our egos. In all the different manners that the ego is revealed, we need to try and rise above it. And then to that extent, we start to discover the Creator, the upper world. That which we feel inside the ego is the lower world. What we will feel above the ego is the upper world, the spiritual.
Bogotá.
Shalom, querido Rav. Shalom, Kli Mundial. Esta es una pregunta de la...
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, World Kli. This is a question from the 10. We started in annulment, external, physical, corporeal. How to strengthen the internal nullification before the 10 and before the Creator?
That will come on its own. We just need to work on the annulment, on subjugation, to demand from the Creator to be able to justify Him in every single state, no matter what. And then the annulment will be revealed more and more as us annulling our ego and wanting to rise above our ego, connected to one another and to the Creator. And this is how we will begin to build a system for the revelation of the upper world and the revelation of the Creator in it.
Moscow 8.
Добрый день. Я вот мне вопрос по отрывку.
Good day. A question according to the excerpt. It is written to submit your desire in front of Him, and this was also in the morning lesson yesterday, this excerpt. So it turns out that if we are in the intention in such work, the Creator is fulfilling our desires. And there's a question, what is the deficiency of the Creator? And we came to this thought and we wanted to ask you, the only thing that the Creator needs is for us to create a place for Him to be revealed. And that's the essence of the connection and dissemination, is that right?
The Creator wants us to enjoy in His world. That's it. For us to constantly feel ourselves delighting the reality from the reality that He created. He created reality, He created us, and He wants us to be in pleasure. Therefore, one who justifies the Creator because he discovers himself in pleasure is called a righteous one. As he in a right way, he justifies the Creator.
Another question. You said in the morning that we have to check what kind of connection you have with the friends. You realize that there are friends that are constantly in a critical thought and you're trying to annul and to justify the Creator, but most of the friends of the 10 are more in a state of feeling or knowing that we understand that we sometime attained the point of connection, they understand it, but in practice, the question is this, does there need to be equal relations? Where's the effort? Is my relationship with the friend needs to be correct? What does the Creator want?
Again, I'm saying, so that we will justify all of creation, every given moment, no matter what will be. So we will annul our ego in such a way which, because this ego is corrupting our whole form of this world, and we will feel that we're in a world of good, in a spiritual world, in a world of bestowal, love, connection. feeling, it all depends on the extent in which we annul our egos.
I have to ask to annul my ego and to feel connection with those friends that don't know or that I feel them.
Try to do it that way.
25. Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Здравствуйте, великие подруги. У нас вопрос из подготовки десятки к сегодняшнему уроку.
Раф, скажите... Hello, dear Rav. Hello, dear friends. We have a question from the preparation of the 10 to the lesson. Tell us, please. We're talking now about annulment in the 10. And together with that, the 10 needs to strengthen our desire. So it seems like opposites. How can we solve it? What in our desire needs to change to dust like it is written? And what needs to grow and strengthen and how to help each other not to get confused and to distinguish what to and grow and what not to?
Love, connection, we need to raise up unlimitedly and all the personal interest of what will I get from this, what will we have from this, we need to diminish down to zero as much as possible. That's it. These are clear things. And you need to read the articles of Rabash on the society more, maybe, so it'll be clear.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, подруги. Рав.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. Rav, what does it mean that I'm restricting my ego? Is that submission or is that something else?
The restriction of our ego has many names and subjugation is one of them as well. The main thing in the correction of our ego is subjugation. Yes, you're right.
Mark 17.
Mark 17.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав, мировое Кли, у нас вопрос.
Hello, dear Rav, World Kli, we have a question from the 10. How can we feel the annulment of love to the Creator and not love to ourselves?
How do we feel that? Where we have a concern, a care that the Creator will delight from us. The moment we truly try to do it that way, we will start to feel it in practice, that we are giving Him and He enjoys, and to that extent we will feel Him. Simply try to do so. Okay.
Natanya.
All right, so we will move to Natanya 1.
Shalom Rav, shalom chaverot.
Hello Rav, hello friends. Rav, I have a question about justifying the Creator. I admit that the question is even embarrassing me to ask, but I feel for the friends that it has to be asked. It is written, the wisdom of Kabbalah is teaching us that we have to kiss that we cannot ask for the change of the state, but only to be on top of it, to kiss the stick, sorry. When a friend has a lot of problems or a disease, are we allowed, is it correct for us to ask directly for the her health? Creator, make her healthy, and with that, or with that we're damaging him because we're trying to change a state, or just to ask, strengthen her, keep her above the states, connect between the friends so they can support her. What's the right way to do it?
In all the forms of request, you can ask the Creator for the friend. in a clear way, in the current specific way, in the way that you're depicting it with all kinds of ways around it. It doesn't matter. As long as you don't let go, and also thank the Creator for sending you, although a very sad case, sad state, but from it you can connect around this state and to connect to the Creator. You have to thank for that as well.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much, Rav. Thank you, dear friends. Thank you for the long lesson this time. It's written in the end of the excerpt, and then the Creator can shine inside your desire to receive. And the question, when the Creator is shining inside the desire to receive, isn't that damaging the adhesion with Him, because it's showing the...
No, the Creator doesn't corrupt anything. Don't worry. How can you even think in such a way? How will He enjoy from that? How will He do it? How will He answer it? He'll answer in a way that He will increase the light of Chasadim, and you will start to feel that there's a connection between you, the right connection, a heartfelt one. Don't worry.
Is that called shining inside the desire to receive? Lighting?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bonjour, cher Rav. Bonjour, les amis.
Bonjour.
notre question de notre dizaine est celle-ci. Comment doit-on...
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends.
Une annulation intérieure et une annulation extérieure.
How should we feel the difference between internal annulment and external annulment?
Inner and external annulment, we can't yet locate them as this or that. Let's ask the Creator to annul our ego, which doesn't let us see the world as good. The world right now is also in the end of correction. But how many layers of egoism will we have to remove from ourselves in order to feel that it is in the end of correction? And it is in the end of correction. So let's try and turn to the Creator and constantly ask and ask from Him to remove from us the layers of the ego, layer after layer, so that we will feel more that we are in the world of good, we are immersed in the good, and we will justify the Creator, and accordingly, we will be called righteous, and that's how we will advance.
Good morning, Rob. Hope you all can hear me. My question is, for our 10. When I'm in my 10, with my 10, I feel that I am among righteous women. Is it possible to feel this completeness with the Creator? Or is this just my ego?
If you feel that you're amongst righteous women, then ask for the Creator to strengthen you together to the extent in which He will practically be revealed in you and delight from it and have Him have pleasure from being revealed in you. Are you ready for that? You want this and you want Him to be revealed.
Thank you.
Ita 8.
Buongiorno, Rav. Un'amica in decina chiede...
Good day, Rav. A friend in the 10. Looking for the addition to the Creator, how to perceive the right intention in the deep of our heart in the middle of the 10, right to adhere to Him?
To adhere to the Creator, Rabash writes, that we need to come to a state in which we connect ourselves in the ten, such that each feels himself as less than everyone, in order to restrict himself, where each feels himself more than everyone, in order to feel this, that the success of the ten depends on one's participation in the ten, and that's how we advance. Let's make efforts in this direction, like Rabash writes about the society. We will go through all these conditions, try to strengthen them, and we will see how we advance. These things are close. We're very close to success. We're just missing a little bit more efforts to be making. Clear?
Woman Kiev.
Wonderful.
Здравствуйте, Равы, подруги. Нас сегодня много, это вся группа.
Hello, Rav, friends. We are today many, all Kiev group gathered together to support the entire world, clean the lesson. When we're talking about justifying the Creator, it's like we're talking about some bad states that we're experiencing in our egos. And you're saying that we have to justify in all the situations, good ones, neutral ones. What does it mean to justify, really? Maybe you can explain.
To justify the Creator is that even though I feel in my egoistic senses that my world, my feeling, brings all kinds of deficiencies, problems, pains, nevertheless, I depict myself as being in a state of good, and that the Creator is good, that does good, and I am immersed in Him. And that's how I want to feel reality. And I ask the Creator, don't change anything for me, except for one thing. Let me have the strength to justify you. The strength to justify you, because then, accordingly, we can delight one another. I for my beloved, and my beloved for me, as it's written. That's it. And ask the Creator to be with him in a mutual pleasure.
Woman Unity 6.
Дорогой Раф, любимые подруги, здравствуйте. Как же человеку не отрываясь?
Dear Rav, beloved friends, hello. How can a man, without disconnecting from his friends, receive that same part that he needs from the connection in the ten, and what's the difference between the personal degree and the group's degree?
It can't be for there to be a difference between the group state and the personal state of a person in the group. One depends on the other. That's why we need to ask for the group state, which the Creator answers for sure. He only takes into consideration the complete group. That's why we need to make sure that all the friends will be together as much as possible in one heart. And we want in this heart for the Creator to be revealed. Otherwise, this will not take place. Okay.
Hello, Rav, World Kli. About justifying the Creator. Lately, there are situations that I can justify, but I'm unable to. It's like I can bring it to the 10, and when we meet, then it's happening or not happening. Then we need another meeting and another one. Is that my personal weakness? Lack of effort, or is that how it should be in this degree? That you're unable to do it alone, you need to reach somewhere where there's help. Will it always be like this?
I need to try and see myself always in the ten, not to differentiate or take myself out of the ten. to ask for the ten, as I will do all the corrections that the ten needs to receive in order to come to spiritual states, corrected spiritual states. That's it.
Thank you.
Mac 21.
Hello, everyone. Teacher, in the morning lesson, you talked about just complete righteous and incomplete. What is to justify the Creator?
To justify the Creator is considered that in every state that I feel in my life, I feel that I'm dwelling in something good. It's good for me. And I think of the Creator from which I receive this good. And it doesn't matter truly how much I feel this good as correct or not correct, but the fact that I receive from Him, the fact that I have the feeling that from Him I get this feeling, that's already good. Think about it.
There's another question, if I may. A question from a friend. The quality or submitting my opinion in front of another friend, is that only revealed in the ten?
We don't hear you very well. What's going on? Talk to the microphone.
Question from a friend. Is the quality of submitting, subjugating my opinion in front of the friend, is it only revealed in the ten?
Yes, of course, and you don't need to go outside of the ten. Only in the ten we need to diminish ourselves towards the friends until we discover in the subjugation that the Creator begins to be revealed.
Hello, Ravi. Obrigado, Ravi. Ravi, qual a diferença?
Hello, Rav. What is the difference between annulling the ego and resisting it? Thank you.
Levatel et ego ze kvar baem.
Nullifying the ego is already a correction. Resisting it is a degree before the annulment. Write check and try, but until I come to the decision that I must annul it completely, and then I turn to the Creator, demand, and He does it for me.
Latin 11.
Gracias, Rab, por darnos esta oportunidad.
Thank you, Rav, for the opportunity. Now, you just spoke about how we can reach the corrected spiritual state. How can we as a ten see that we're walking in this path, that we're entering this state?
It depends on the extent of annulment of each friend towards the group, towards your ten. That is how we measure your spiritual degree.
Kazakhstan.
Здравствуйте, уважаемый Рав и дорогие подруги. У нас вопрос.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, dear friends. We have a question as follows.
Означает ли, что
это? When I nullify my desire before His, does it mean that I'm only trying to love Him? And when He's fulfilling me with light, then I really feel love to Him?
Yes, that's correct.
Australia.
That is correct.
Hello, Rav, and hello, World Kli. We have a question from the 10. How is annulment and hastening time related to each other? Thank you.
Repeat, please.
Repeat the end of the question.
So how is annulment and hastening time related to each other? Thank you.
עד כמה שאתם רוצים להיות מחוברות יחד?
To the extent that you want to be connected together, you try to be together. In that intensity of connection between you, you hasten times. Then you're hurrying up time, you're obligating time to advance faster. It's truly so. Well, let's start with, oh, we have Sochi.
Да, мы учили из отрывка сейчас, что Творец с помощью страданий.
Yes, we studied from the excerpt now that the Creator, with the help of suffering, is rising a man to the next degree, like pulling his ear, and that's the only option. Is that the only option for development? How can we rise without suffering?
If we want to advance, then even though it's difficult, it will be as pleasure for us. People who climb mountains and do all kinds of hard tasks, but they want to reach a certain goal, they don't take into consideration the work, and by having to climb this huge mountain, for them that is pleasure. That's pleasure for them. That's why this whole effort is not called hard work for them. It all depends on the appreciation of the result, the extent in which I enjoy the result or the goal that I'm coming closer to. Therefore, don't think of spirituality as hard work. It's not hard work. If we sort ourselves in keeping ourselves in the right way, for us, this is truly as pleasure. And there's no difficulty in this. On the contrary.
Добрый день, Рав, подруги. У нас такой вопрос. Как нам в десятке...
Hello, Rav, friends. We have a question like this. How should we in the 10 feel the Creator's desire, instead of our own desire?
הרצון שלנו הוא רצון לקבל.
Our desire is the desire to receive, our general desire. The desire of the Creator is the general desire to bestow. To the extent in which I change here and there somewhat my desire to bestow to the 10. Accordingly, I come closer to the Creator. That's it. Altogether, it is all dependent on our relations, our attitude in the group. That's called from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator.
There is no room for acting, playing.
Didn't hear you? Repeat it.
Is there a place for playing, flirting, or it's another honest category?
To get to the point of the flirt, that's already advanced. We're moving beyond the flirt onwards.
Здравствуйте, дорогой учитель. Есть ли желания, которые ни при каких...
Hello, dear teacher. Are there desires that shouldn't be annulled in any condition?
Altogether, desires don't need to be erased or not used, certain desires. We're talking about the intentions. There's no bad desire. There's the bad use of the desire, if it's for my own benefit and not for the benefit of others. So the use of it is called bad. But the desire itself is not good or bad. It's how we use it. The same desire, if we use it for my benefit or for the benefit of others. For my own benefit, it's egotistical. And for the sake of the others, then I'm operating like the Creator. And to the extent in which I act to the benefit of others, I feel the Creator, because then we're in equivalence.
Zichron Ezer.
Clear?
Thank you.
Zichron 10.
Shalom Rav, shalom chaverot.
Hello Rav, hello friends. Rav, what do we have to ask for the 10 in order to reach a spiritual state of annulment and justifying?
Ask for that. Ask for that and as much as possible more.
Second question.
The more, the better.
I want to inquire about the newspaper of Hauma. Why did we stop disseminating it? I understand that there's a new project of Israeli, but it's not the same.
I don't know, dear. You have to turn to the management. Maybe Gilad knows. Ask him later. But I don't understand anything about that. Write to Mushi, to the manager of the non-for-profit. I have nothing to do with it. I only have to do with the lessons. PT 2.
Thank you, Rav. I heard that today in the morning lesson you described in a very clear way, like a feeling and an intention of what does it mean to be in bestow, that I'm last and I'm hidden from the Creator and that I'm in the connection, but I'm last. What is the right way to work in this, according to this picture? What can we do about it?
The more, as much as possible, as much as you want, it's all correct.
Latin 15.
Hola, Rav. Hola, Kli. Latino.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Kli.
La pregunta es una amiga de la decena.
Latin Kli and World Kli. The question is from a friend from my 10. She says, it's true to ask from the friends to open the cameras so I can feel them when we are preparing our prayer. Thank you, Rav.
Yes, of course, it's much preferred for you to see one another.
Hello, Rav. My question is, if I'm asking from the Creator, isn't this a sign that there is an action of annulment? Or more accurately, if I'm not able to ask, it is this because I'm not able to annul myself in front of Him?
Try and try more and more until you start to feel where you're still missing the effort. You're missing the request, and the Creator will correct. We just need to constantly nudge Him and try to do this. PT 6.
Hello, Rav, friends. I would like to ask a question from a friend. On the outside, I can show that I'm annulling myself to the society. But inside, I cannot lie to myself that I'm doing this. So how to annul myself from inside?
Ask the Creator. We can't do any correction. All the corruptions come to us from the Creator, so that we will ask for the corrections from Him. That's what needs to happen.
Ita 1.
Amato Rav, buonasera.
Beloved Rav, good evening. A question.
Is it correct to speak to the Creator in the direct way to attract His attention?
Of course. It's written you shall not have a foreign God. He needs to be the closest thing to you. Because that's your Creator. He created you. There is nothing, no one that is closer to you than Him. The fact that you don't feel it is a result of the concealment. So ask, address Him, turn to Him, talk to Him, as He is the closest to you from all of reality that you have.
Barur. Moscow.
Clear?
Shabbat Shalom, учитель. У нас возник вопрос от десятки.
Shabbat Shalom, teacher. We have a question from the ten. If I, meanwhile, haven't attained the love of the Creator, what will make me to annul myself to sub myself? Sorry.
Nothing will obligate you specifically when something is bad. That's why we turn to Him. And we ask Him to correct our situation. This is the only way we can address Him. We always address the Creator with requests. Later will come the time where we come to Him also with gratitudes, with thanks.
Brazil,
clear?
A person who is in contact with many circles, how does that person deal with the concept of ten? How to organize this annulment in the best way that it serves everyone?
Simply think that this is what I must, what I owe to my group, and to the world, and to the whole group, and to all of reality altogether, to annul myself. And how do I do this? By asking the Creator to give me the possibility to feel that I'm in the world of good, that I feel Him, that His care of me is good.
Chaver 8.
My question is, if we are arranging a meeting for women that is meant to warm our hearts and to help annulling ourselves in the group, will it be right to start this meeting with a game that can connect us and warm our hearts, or only excerpts and workshops?
No, you can do that also. Just try to not just waste time. And for it not to chill you down.
Hello, Rav. I find myself recently faced with so many blows to the point where I have to scream at the Creator. I had to literally say, stop sending me all of this. And it was really frightening. And Is there a point where you really have to ask the Creator why you're sending me all of this stuff?
Ask, do whatever you want. Just be in contact with Him.
PT 40.
Often friends, I wanted to ask if everything...
We can't hear you. Come closer to the microphone.
We can't hear you. Come closer to the microphone.
No, not good.
I will try again louder. if everything comes from the Creator and we are conscious to that and everything is accurate and everything is from the light and the Kli, how, when, if something happens to a friend, how do I not lose the empathy because everything is accurate? So why, what am I praying or adding in connection for? If the Creator hits you before He cures you, I couldn't hear the end.
You turn to the Creator and you can ask your friends to help you with this. And this way, by going through these fluctuations more and more, like a baby that addresses his mother and doesn't let her rest until she surrenders and does what he wants. And fix your microphone, or otherwise I won't let you ask.
Argentina 1.
Shalom Rav, hablando sobre la anulación, quería preguntarle qué.
We are speaking about annulment, and I wanted to ask you what exercise, what training we can do in the 10 so that we won't feel our opinions in the study as absolute, as total, that as they overcome us when we are building a prayer.
I want to tell you, you don't have, none of you and all of you together, you have no thought and no desire that is correct. There are none. So you have no point of protecting yourself and keeping yourself and hiding yourself from one another. You are all, every single one of you, don't know how to think correctly and to speak correctly and to ask correctly. So stop being in such poses one towards the other. Try and come closer with an open heart. And from that narrow opening of the heart that you feel this, the problems of who we are, let's pour it all out. And from there, ask the Creator and He will help.
PT 33. לא שומעים שום דבר.
We don't hear anything.
לא. PT 25.
No, no. PT 25.
The Creator would like us to justify all of creation and to see the world corrected through our correction in the 10. How does this not take our motivation for our dissemination?
We need to try and work in this and in that on both lines. We need to do so. PT 8.
Hello, Rav. Regarding turning to the Creator, maybe a little question with the blunt. Maybe you can give an example. How do you turn to the Creator?
Very simple. Turn to Him and that's it. Don't imagine that we have any distance or any boundary. I turn to Him and said, and what I say, I feel, I want to feel, and I believe that He hears. The Creator has no barriers.
Shalom, love.
Hello, Av. What is the best preparation for the 10 to the Congress?
I don't understand.
What is the best preparation for the 10 to the Congress?
La kenes. Ma hachana hachi tova la'asirea la'kenes.
For what? It's clear for us that it's for the, what to do for the Congress. We need to read the materials of the Congress and exert on the excerpts and discuss the excerpts in the 10. PT
29.
Hello, Rav. A friend is asking, you said in the previous lesson that the Creator depends on our lacking. On top of participating in the 10 and in the lesson, how can I make my lacking grow, my deficit grow?
I don't know why your microphones are so bad. I don't hear half of the words. Gilad, she's asking how to increase
the deficiency for dissemination in the group.
Their deficiency for dissemination, increase it by understanding how dissemination is the greatest thing standing before us. We have to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to all of humanity. To such an extent that all of humanity will incorporate in the importance of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And humanity will start to feel how there's an importance of the group of Bnei Baruch, the importance of recognizing the Creator, the connection between us, in everything that we deal with. Even the smallest thing, if we disseminate from it, we'll see great changes in the world. We can't talk about it yet. Maybe after the Congress, we'll talk about it more. In the meantime, I don't have the voice for it or the words to talk about it. Would you like to read something, Gilad?
Yes, Rav. The plan was that the last part of the lesson we would read from the article from Rabash.
So let's let Mac 22 ask a question and then we'll move on to the reading.
Hello, dear Rav and World Clear Women. Maybe my question is foolish and thank you for letting me ask. When we justify the Creator in our bad state situations, there are situations that they turn quickly to a good state, and sometimes there are doubts. Is this a fantasy or something else? How to feel that this is right?
It is a result of the request. We need to now hold on to this state as much as possible and increase it above all the other states.
German 5.
Спасибо, Раф.
German 5.
German
5. Rav she'en lahem she'ela.
Ah, ein she'ela.
Looks like they don't have a question.
One.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, дорогие подруги. Мы получили большую...
Hello, Rav. Hello, dear friends. We have enjoyed this past hour, and now we are in the second part. We prayed all our friends for this part of the lesson. So let's begin it.
Excerpt number 2. Oh, we're reading the Rabash article.
Yes. No. Isn't that what we're doing?
גם אותך לא שומעים.
כי נתנו לי זכות דיבור רק עכשיו, הם רצו את קטע 2 מתוך...
I could only now speak. So we talked about the second segment, about subjugation and annulment. That's what I understand.
Okay, we'll read that. Doesn't matter to me.
Excerpt number 2 in the topic of annulment and subjugation from Rabash. The advice for one to be able to increase his strength in the rule, love thy friend, is by love of friends. If everyone is nullified before his friend and mingles with him, they become one mass where all the little parts that want the love of others unite in a collective force that consists of many parts. And when one has a great strength, he can execute the love of others. And then he can achieve the love of God. But the condition is that each will annul before the other. However, when he is separated from his friend, he cannot receive the share he should receive from his friend. Thus, everyone should say that he is nothing compared to his friend. Again, excerpt number 2. The advice for one to be able to increase his strength in the rule, love thy friend as thyself, is by love of friends. If everyone is nullified before his friend and mingles with them, they become one mass where all the little parts that want the love of others unite in a collective force that consists of many parts. And when one has great strength, he can execute the love of others. And then he can achieve the love of God. But the condition is that each will annul before the other. However, when he is separated from his friend, he cannot receive the share he should receive from his friend. Thus, everyone should say that he is nothing compared to his friend.
So a lot of groups wanted to ask on this, right? Who wanted to ask? Have question mark.
Yes, my question. How should we realize this connection truly in our inner selves, to annul ourselves in front of the friend? And what is the role of the fear, feeling fear?
Fear needs to be that we will not attain a connection and our whole life will be purposeless. Do you hear? If we do not attain connection between us, our whole life, like being born on the degree of an animal, and we will die on the degree of an animal, without any point. But if we attain even the smallest connection, but connection between us, then that's already the start of the soul. And not that we're suffering in this world without any point, without any result. Is that clear?
Is this annulling ourselves when we agree with this?
Yes. Would you like to ask about this? But only on this. Don't confuse us with other questions. Only on this. Latin 1.
Latin 1.
Gracias, querido Rab. Esta es la pregunta de mi
deseo. Thank you, dear Rab.
¿Cómo me conecto de la
forma? The question from the 10. How do I connect in the right way in order to attain the power of annulment? In order to include or mingle? And I would like to get your advice regarding my own 10.
I am asking from the Creator to help me to be connected with the ten in every way possible, as much as possible, and not letting go of him. And that's what I ask, because to be connected to the ten means to be connected to my soul, the Creator. There in that kli, if we are connected towards me, then I will reveal the Creator. That's where the Creator will be revealed. And if I succeed in asking from him and do the actions of connection in the ten, then I have attained the spiritual kli, where I will feel the spiritual state, I will reveal the Creator within, and so on. If I do not connect with the ten, if I cannot rise above my ego, then accordingly remain a beast. That's it.
Thank you, Rav. I would like your advice about my ten.
I have many questions here. No, look at what's happening. PT 18. Questions according to what we're talking about.
Why, in spite of the fact that we know that connection is our rescue and it's the most important, we have a tendency to think it's not important.
So stay in that disregard.
No, I'm asking why the nature, the Creator created us like this, that we know that it's more important, but we don't think it's important. And the people that we disseminate to, they also dismiss it. Why do we dismiss a connection that is the most important thing? Where does it come from? What's the root of this?
It comes from our ego flying our view. It is helpmate against us. If we are able to overcome our ego, despite it, connect, then we reach with such strength that we will see the necessity of spirituality. And by that we will attain a spiritual degree. That's it. That's the way it works.
So even if in the same moment I feel like it's not important, I have to overcome and to come to the end with this feeling that I have?
Yes, with what you have. And you always ask to be above the dismissal, the disregard. And then disregard will rise more and you'll see more necessity to rise above it. And it'll be so more and more, as you climb a mountain.
Toronto free.
Thank you.
Да, вот вы сейчас сказали, что у нас должен быть страх от того.
You said now that we should be afraid. We should feel fear to attain connection in this lifetime, or our life will just move without any outcome. We know that the Creator enjoys our work and our effort. Where to take this fear? It's like there is no deficit because we have something to work with.
Where do you know that you're delighting the Creator in your efforts? Where do you know? How can you think so, that a Creator is pleased with you? He's not revealed. Why are you calming yourself down that everything's okay? I don't think it's correct. You're not receiving anything, any sign in return from the Creator.
Okay.
So, make such efforts, such actions, that we will reveal the Creator, that will be revealed in the connection between us, that we will feel Him, that he is filling our internal kli.
Peter 5.
St. Petersburg 5.
Thank you, Rav. A question from the 10. How to work with our pride that's constantly growing? By playing an almond in front of the friends.
We're always talking about this. Why are you asking this as if it's a new question? We need to display this by annulling ourselves to the Creator and asking from the Creator to correct me, and do this benefit of revealing within me and showing corrections. You're asking questions that we cannot answer because there are questions that will always remain. Volga.
Please tell me, how should I understand that now during the lesson I'm truly rising above my ego? And in a way that benefits my ten and the world clear and not wasting our time.
As much as the person comes out of themselves to justify the Creator, to justify the world that we're in, because it is all the Creator showing it to us. We need to thank the Creator and say, thank you for this beautiful, good world, for my good life that you have arranged for me, for my friends, for the group. I am grateful for each and everything. I am thanking you for each and everything. And when you say this, you will see that the Creator will start to behave with you in a new way.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Chile 1.
Gracias, Raf. A pesar de la anulación,
thank you, Raf. Despite the annulment that someone can do, or on top of it, what can we do if our friends are not responding to the love that we give them?
It's not that the friends are not responding to our love. It's the Creator arranging it so that we will see that they're not responding. In our in between us is the Creator who is flying the connection between us, and we need to ask to correct the connection between us, and by that we connect. Our purpose is to be in adhesion with the Creator. So He flaws the connections between us, so that we'll ask for connection more and more. And you seem to me as little girls, the Creator is confusing you, that you don't know what to do, and that you're angry at each other. And the Creator is doing it all on purpose so that we'll turn to Him and He will solve all of the problems. He and only the Creator, there's none else besides Him.
Gracias, Rav.
Okay.
Una gran tarea en todo caso.
This is still great work. Thank you.
It's not such big work. It is our attitude that needs to change. If we appreciated the work as such great work, elevated work, there wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be hard. It all depends on us not appreciating what we've been given. What an opportunity we have. What an attitude we can have to the Creator, and the attitude that the Creator has to us. It's something so special. So many generations and billions of people, all of a sudden, each and every one of you is merited this attitude in the Creator. Why do we deserve it? We need to think about it and appreciate it more seriously. Okay?
Gracias.
She said thank you.
And thank you too. I would like to leave you with a bit of a deficiency, and I will conclude the lesson now, 6 minutes before the end. Okay? Speak amongst you. What do you need to do in order to strengthen the connection between you and see that you are the chosen women of the Creator? That specifically you are the closest to Him, and do not disregard this standing that you have. Speak amongst you how you appreciate and raise yourselves up. Come on. See you next time.
Музыка.
Thousands of years in the darkness we roam, chasing a whisper that's guiding us home. So many miles searching for a sign to break free from these cages of time. Is there some place beyond all the noise? A sweet silence behind every voice? Something pulling us out from the dark? Something holding behind these broken parts? Is there some place beyond all the noise? Let's be silent.